Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who the heck is this that keeps calling me?
Yes, this is Antonio. Am I speaking with Oakham?
Yes, this is she. I can help you.
Yes, I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Your name was just chosen at random and you may stop participating at any time and your individual answer is confidential. Would you like to participate?
I guess so. So just how many questions are there?
Just a couple of questions. I know this is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, or any other office? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Like, what are the chances? 50-50?
It's 50-50, because both of them suck.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing anybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
I'm African American.
African American, great. What is your age?
37.
37. All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. All right. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm about to say kind of dissatisfied a little bit.
All right. So would that be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just say dissatisfied for right now.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concern. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 important of how of an issue is for you to have them focus on. You start the 10 as the most important and 5 as someone important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? So the first one is addressing immigration and border security from 1 through 10.
Okay, I'm sorry. What did you say one more time?
Yes. I'm going to name some of the issues that the country is facing, and I would like for you to tell me how much of important it is for you in a scale from 1 to 10.
Okay. I heard that. I just couldn't hear all of it. Something broke out.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. Addressing immigration and border security?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Important.
4. Okay. Addressing foreign affairs? All right. Four. All right. Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine?
Not much important. I mean, I don't know how that relates to us. We just mind our own damn business and figure our own stuff out. Put 0 on that one. Absolute 0. We don't have nothing to do with that. No offense. Feel
great.
Sorry for the kids.
No offense taken, man. This is your own opinion and it's confidential, all right? Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Now, that is important. That's very important.
Right. And the scale from 1 to 10?
10 being the freaking highest, 10.
Yes, all right. Legalizing marijuana throughout the whole nation?
10, because everybody needs to be high. Everybody got all these damn mental health. Everybody needs to be high as shit.
Right. Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
That's a 10, too. So, like, we can stop doing stupid stuff and start doing more sustainability.
Right. Great. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I mean, he's doing... it's some of the stuff I think is okay, but some of the stuff I feel like he could have done better. But then again, he's old as hell, so I don't know. Maybe he's just tired. I don't know.
Right. So, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
I mean,
strongly
I'd
disapprove.
Say somewhat.
Somewhat approve. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay? Which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And fit means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on the level of how you're feeling. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, all right?
Okay.
So the Food and Drug Administration, from 1 to 100. How do you feel about them?
Food and drug. Not
let's
really
see how you like that. You feel really,
I'm
really favored.
I'm not happy, you know, like at all. I know who you're talking about.
Right.
So I'm not feeling warm. Zero meaning like you don't have no feelings, but I have feelings like I
right.
say at least 50.
50. That's fine. What about Donald Trump?
Or I don't know. You know what? The man didn't do nothing to me, but at the same time, I think he ignites America in the worst way. So I say 50.
50. Okay. The tobacco industry.
The what industry?
Tobacco. Like the ones
that's
that make
all,
cigarettes.
Well, that's all a choice. That's choice.
Right.
You choose that shit. So I say 20. It ain't bothering me that much.
Right. Joe Biden.
No, I say 70.
70, okay. Democrats in Congress?
Yeah, that's another 70. Checks and balances.
All right, thank you. Now, when you now I'm going to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on, all right? For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use of 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's like in the middle, and 0 if it's not important at all right?
Okay.
You can use any number, right? Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. Is that important, somewhat important, or most important?
I don't think that's important. I think we need to back off of that a little bit because I held the start in the winter, so I say that 15 to 5.
6 to 5? Would you say 5 or 6?
Yeah, 5. Let's just say 5.
All right. Are regulating marijuana?
10. That's very important.
Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
10.
Great. Okay, so it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, right? So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain, like, virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support this, somewhat opposed?
I really don't oppose it. I don't oppose it, but I don't support it either. So I'm somewhere in the middle with that one because I don't want to take it away really quick because people will start. So 5.
Right.
Let's just say 5.
Right. But this is not a number choice. It's just.
It's not a number choice. Crap.
Yeah. Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly
somewhat,
oppose?
Somewhat support.
Someone
very,
support,
like,
great.
You had to do that in a very weaning way because people, that's a real addiction. That's kind of like taking the bottle from an alcoholic.
Right. I understand. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, somewhat, again.
Right. Thank you so much for your answer. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
It would be more harm.
It would be more harm. Somewhat more harm. Much more
somewhat
harm.
More harm.
Okay.
It would be somewhat more harm because some people wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right. So regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important than this right now?
There's more issues important than this right now.
Right. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus on its efforts on? the prohibition of an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Now I have the second choice, harm reduction and approach. So the first one is prohibition, and the second one is harm reduction, okay? So the second one says an approach that focuses on reducing harm form of tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smoker who can or want quit cigarettes, which is less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products.
That's kind of tricky.
Would you?
What are the options?
In other words, would you think the government should approach more? Should approach on prohibition or the harm reduction? Harm reduction would mean that not prohibited, but somewhat regulated.
Okay. I agree. Before you even finished, I kind of understood what you were saying then. That kind of helped me a little bit. Yes.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And now I would like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about that outcome, all right?
Okay.
Loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouses operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Is this very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Yep. That's very concerned.
Okay. So the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. You think is that concerning or very somewhat?
That's concerning too. That's not
right.
Cool.
Right. So now, we're almost done, okay? So now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential benefit of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agreed, and 5 means that you somewhat agreed in the statements, like in the middle, and 0 means that you totally do not agree, okay? America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurred because some police officers are legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why this disadvantaged community should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authority more power to put a larger target on minorities' communities where we might never turn from. So do you agree with this statement, somewhat agree or totally disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly in a scale from 1 to 10?
Yeah. I strongly agree. That's definitely.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here's another statement. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Right? So prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market.
Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry. My alarm just went off. 1 second. Alexa! I mean, we gotta walk my dog. Hold on 1 second.
No, I'm sorry. Take your time.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm gonna go down there. I'm gonna go downstairs and walk you. Just go downstairs. I'll be down there in a minute. Okay, my dog's waiting for me. Okay, now what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with the alcohol and it also failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling, operation by cartels, and organized crimes. So these type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and makes our communities more dangerous. So banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply just put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you strongly agree with this statement, some would disagree, or do not agree at all?
I don't really agree with that. I somewhat disagree. Is that one of the options?
1 through 10, you can, 5 being somewhat agree, and then under that, I believe is just not agreeing at all.
Okay, let's just say I don't agree to it. I don't agree to it at all. 1.
Okay.
Or
0, that would be 0.
0, 0, okay.
All right, the last one. Our goal should be for the people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policy of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and the large scales of public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working. And we could continue, or we should continue, this work rather than create a new class of criminals. Do you believe, are you agreeing with this statement? Some would agree or do not agree at all?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Would that be in a scale from 0 to 10? Being 5, is somewhat agree.
Yeah, 5, somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done over here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you this again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, right? So considering this, your support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over. Do you strongly support the statement, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay. Mm-hmm. Almost done. We're 80% done. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I agree to that. I think, yeah. You answered that, but yeah, I agree to that one.
Okay. So do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support, man. I do. But if they have all these flavors, I guarantee they're going to probably want
right,
to keep
right.
it out more, so.
Right. So we're basically done. Probably this question is just to confirm all of the answers before. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Much more benefits?
It would be like a middle, because some people would still not be good with the situation. So I would say 5 still in the middle, because you're going to have half the people that's like, it's going to actually grow from it, and then some people are just going to still stay behind with it.
Right. And the questions that I have over here as an options are much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. All right. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing.
Somewhat more willing, but people talk all the damn time and tell me what they're going to do, and they never do it. So
right. Somewhat more willing. Okay. So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Beer?
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Great. Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or a chew?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Cigars?
Nope.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Wine?
Yes.
Great. Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Soda or pop?
Some
people may call it. Cigarettes?
Nope.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Thank you. Okay, just switching gears a little bit before we finish. The last few questions are for status quo political purposes only. Okay. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
I graduated, got my bachelor's. I'm right now getting my master's.
Okay, so you're currently working on your master's.
Yeah, I'll be done this summer.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
no, not
separated?
Married, single. Well, I'm divorced.
Are you divorced?
I got married before, yeah.
Okay, so you have separated. You have divorced and got separated, correct?
I mean, if you want to call it that, I call it divorce.
Like, all right. Yes, ma'am, that's what it is. All right,
yeah.
We're almost done here. Do you have any children that's 18
no.
years old of age and, or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay. Which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class somewhere, yeah.
Upper middle class, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good status. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Applies to respondent, applies to households, does not apply.
You said what?
Yes, ma'am. Are you or any other...
I was talking about the last part.
Yes, the answers that I have here, the options, are applies to respondent, applies to household, or does not apply.
No. So the ending of the question, you were saying that something doesn't apply. What doesn't apply?
That you or any of the members of the house not being a part of a union or employee association.
Oh, no, I'm a part of a union.
Okay. So I apply to the respondent, which is you.
Yes.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
I mean, yeah, go ahead and say it, shit, because I like girls. I mean... I don't really be out like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is so much. Okay, yeah, just say yes.
I understand.
I do some type of thing on there, so.
Yes, ma'am. Remember that this is totally confidential. So
I'm good on this.
That's
fine. I'm
yes,
like.
Okay. So this concludes our survey. I thank you so much for this, and we will be in touch. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
You have a great day, ma'am. Now
you
can go ahead and walk down the dogs.
Yep, I'm out to the thing. Keeps going off.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry for holding you up. You have a great day.
No problem. You too. Bye.
Yes, ma'am.